As we start the Hakdama of Sefer Chofetz Chaim, I'd like to give a little bit of introduction into the Issa of Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim gives this moshel, it's an amazing moshel. Imagine if a person sees a traveler, somebody goes around traveling from place to place, selling svarim, big wagon full of beautiful svarim, and he goes over to him and he says, "Oh, let me have a look at what you've got to sell." And he finds that he's got the most beautiful leather-bound shas. Absolutely exquisite piece, a real beauty. And he smells the genuine leather. This is absolutely gorgeous. And he says, "Okay, I'd like to buy this." And he goes and pays him the money. Excitedly, he takes it home. He unwraps it from the box. He puts it on his shelf. He finds a place that's perfect for this shas. And he says, "You know what? Let's take out the Gemara of Daf Yomi that they're learning." He opens up a Gemara and he opens it up. And to his horror, he finds that all the letters are smudged, not clear, it's not written nicely, and he couldn't understand himself. Why didn't he check it when he originally bought it? Says the Chofetz Chaim, exactly the same scenario could happen to each and every one of us. We can spend our entire lifetime, Torah, mitzvahs, gemilas chasodim, doing amazing things, and we'll get to Shemayim, and all those words of Mishnayis, all those words of Chumash, all those words of Gemara, all those wonderful things that we did in this world will be very tainted, very smudged. And we'll wonder why, said the Chofetz Chaim, that a person can learn Torah, he can do mitzvahs, all tremendous things. Abba says the Chofetz Chaim, if a person doesn't watch his mouth from speaking the wrong things, then all that Torah, all those mitzvahs, everything he did, will never be able to protect him in the next world. Which is why today, interesting, the Chofetz Chaim explains why we say every single morning in Shachris, Elokai, Nitzol Shoini Meira, and then we say Psach Libi B'Soyra Secha. First we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect our mouths from speaking the wrong things. And only then do we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Torah into our mouth. We have to realize the power of the mouth. The Chofetz Chaim explains in so many times that if a person has an instrument and he's playing for a band, if the instrument is broken, it won't sound so nice. Therefore, a person has the most beautiful instrument he was created with, and this instrument is called the mouth. If you use it correctly, it can sound the most beautiful Torah, the beautiful tefillah, bakoshes to the Rebbeinu Shlomo in such an amazing way that goes up to Kisei HaKavod. Abba says the Chofetz Chaim, if a person ruins that instrument, the string is broken, the drum is a little bit cracked in any sort of way, and we use our tongue, we use our mouth the wrong way of speech, whether it be Lashon Hara, whether it be Nivul Peh, in all sorts of ways and examples, as we'll see, Beis Hashem. That is what causes the instrument to become broken. And how do we expect then the same instrument to play the same beautiful music? How do we explain when we dive into the Rebbeinu Shem and say, "Rebbeinu Shem, give us health, give us happiness, give us parnasa, give us children, give us all the most wonderful things that every single one of us needs." And we wonder, why does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu not answer us? Little do we realize, the problem is with us. The problem is that our tefillahs that are going up are tainted. It's a broken instrument. It's not working so well. And we wonder why. The answer, said the Chofetz Chaim, is these halachos of Lashon Hara. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu works midah keneged midah. Which means, and this is one of the most amazing things that a person has to realize about Lashon Hara before we start that Gedom and Sefer Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that a person is midah keneged midah. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does justice midah keneged midah. What does that mean? Says the Chofetz Chaim, like this, a most amazing thought. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person can do all the aveiros. All the aveiros, mamish, from day to day, he can do tremendous aveiros. And he gets all those aveiros are going higher and higher and higher to Kisei Kovod. But they stop. There's no one to prosecute you. There's nobody to go up with those aveiros to the Rebbeinu Shalom in Kisei Kovod and say, "Rebbeinu Shalom, he did these aveiros, there's no one can do it." The moment that you speak Lashon Hara, at that moment that you've spoken badly about somebody else, so they say in Shammai, "Well, he did it, Mida Kineged Mida, he spoke badly against him, will speak badly against you. And they take all those aveiros that you did, that were hovering, and would have stayed hovering, and wouldn't have reached the Kisei Kovod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chofetz Chaim says this, it's not me. And it would have stayed there. But the fact that you spoke Lashon Hara, you've given the ability for all your aveiros to reach Kisei Kovod. To come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what you're doing when you speak Lashon Hara is you're basically taking all the aveiros that you've done over the years, over the week, over the day, over the hours, which right now are not going anywhere and are not reaching Hashem. Hashem doesn't even know about them, Kaviyoch or whatever that means. And you're basically speaking Lashon Hara, Midah Kenegah Midah, and Shemayim is saying, oh, well, he spoke badly about him, let's speak badly about him. And they take those aveiros and off they go to Kisei HaKovod. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if a person wants the biggest gula to not have his aveiros be prosecuted in Shemayim, right? We're all guilty of certain things, and nobody wants their aveiros to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we have a way, if I would sell you a medicine, if I would give you a formula and say, do this, and your aveiros will remain hovering, they'll never reach all the way up. You'll pay any money for such a thing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's right here in this Sefer. Right here in the Sefer of Chofetz Chaim, you have the opportunity to learn about these halachas. I was just last week by the Keva of Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, who, as we know, made the Limud Ayoimi that we're going to be learning Be'ez Hashem. And he guaranteed, and he said it's so clear that every person that takes upon himself to learn these halachas, guaranteed, sees Yeshua in his life. It's a tremendous, tremendous, wonderful thing about learning the halachas of Lashon Hara. We have to realize as well, Rabbi Tzal Kohen of Vilna wrote in his Askoma to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim that the most effective way of avoiding Lashon Hara, which of course this is what we were trying to do, if a person wants to do it, how do you do it? He said very simple, to learn these halachas. Right? When a person wants to try to learn to do something, the best way is, if you learn the halachas and you understand what's going on, that is the way that you actually conquer how to make sure that you don't speak these halachas as well. And Lemaisa Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, he said as well, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that if you want to see how great somebody is, go and see how negative he is and how he looks at the faults of others. And that essentially is what Lashon Hara is. Lashon Hara in a nutshell means I'm looking at the faults of somebody else. I'm looking at what he did bad. I'm looking at what he said bad. And when you constantly are looking and concentrating about other people's faults, it shows how at fault you are to begin with. We know the famous Moshel, Chavis HaLevavos brings down that there was a Rav walking with his Talmidim and he saw an Avela, the Gemara says, they saw an Avela on the street and the Talmidim cried out saying, "Ooh, look how smelly that Avela is." And the Rebbe said, "Look how beautifully white the teeth are." There's always a nice way to look at things. However difficult it may be, there's always a nice way to look at things. But when you're so easily concentrating on other people's faults, that's where the root of Lashon Hara stems. It stems at looking at other people's faults. And therefore, we have to realize, when you speak in Lashon Hara, apart from all the other things that we've spoken about before, how bad it is, what you're doing is you're ruining your own neshama. You're giving yourself the bad midos to think and look and speak about other people in a bad way. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, one last hakdama before we start Be'etzem is you have to realize the Chofetz Chaim spent years and years and years of amelus to work out the Sefer, and it's written in such a beautiful way with halacha lemaisa, with examples and misholim. The definition of Lashon Hara is also opposite to what people think. People often think, you know, you'll tell them something, right, and someone will say to you, "Hey, you're speaking Lashon Hara." So what are they going to say? "What do you mean? It's true." People think Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim, we'll see in a moment, says this. People think Lashon Hara means you're saying something that's not true. In fact, that's Motzi Shemra. Lashon Hara can be true. It can be 100% true. But speaking badly about somebody else, that is the definition of Lashon Hara. And with that, Rabbi Yisai, I think we should start now the Hakdama, when the Chofetz Chaim begins the Sefer. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hashem Dilonu Min Kol Amim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for separating ourselves from all the other nations. V'nosan lanu toyoso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His Torah. V'yichnisonu le'eretz HaKodesh k'dei shenizke l'kayim kol mitzvosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered us into Eretz Yisrael in order to mekayim all the mitzvahs. V'chol kavanoso yu rak l'tovaseinu, the reason was only for our good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gains nothing from it. It's for our good that we are here in Eretz Yisrael doing our Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Why? When we do a mitzvah, we have to realize we become more Kodesh and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Torah wants to know, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? Only one thing, Kiyim. Lishma etz mitzvah Hashem v'eskukosu v'anoichi mitzabcha ayoyim l'toiv loch. That's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put us here for this reason. And He's created us and created the world in order to give us all the good. And in order to do that, we have to mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. And then He sends us to Ramban. V'loy day bazeh. Not enough. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us that we shouldn't forsake it. I gave you a beautiful thing. Don't forsake my Torah. Not like a human being. If you give your friend a beautiful present, and he treats it in a bad way, doesn't look after it, doesn't treat it properly, you start thinking to that, when's he going to put it in the garbage? And I'll take it from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Beis HaMikdash time gave us Nevi'im to give us tshuva, tell us what to do. Even though we know the second Beis HaMikdash was not of the same Adrega as the first Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't all the same Shechina. We didn't see it as much as we saw in the first. And we were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash the five things that were in the first. Im kol zeh, v'yaseinu ad moseinu v'yodonu Beis HaBechira, hayinu yecholim l'kayim kol mitzvahs. That's why we're still able to kayim all the mitzvahs. U'bezeh hayinu yecholim l'hashtim kol chelkei ha'nefesh nimtzayim banu. And from this we are able to be mashlim all the chelik of the nefesh that we can. Ki b'nefesh yesh gam kein remach evorim, v'shasagidim, ruchnoyim. We have to realize that our nefesh and our guf are intertwined one with the other. Each one has its needs. V'ayin share kedusha l'mareinu Rav Chaim Vital, perik aleph chelik aleph sha'aleph. Ach, lebesoif b'yisheni. At the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, Govra sinas chinom, v'lashon hara b'neinu b'avonoseinu harabim. Unfortunately, sinas chinom and lashon hara, these two things prevailed when it came to the second bias. U'b'avozeh nechrev habayis b'galinu ma'atzenu. Because of this, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we had golus. As well, and then he goes on to explain that even though the Gemara tells us in Aschinam, it's for sure that the Kavona was also on actual Lashon Hara, and the Chofetz Chaim goes to bring Raya to show us that Avada, it was because of the sin of Lashon Hara as well. We had the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, and we're still here today in this Golos and Toshinayin Dalit. From them until now, please, we want everything to come back. But unfortunately, our tefillahs that we're offering have not yet had the effect and that anything happened. The day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a wall of barzel that split us between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, and it's impossible for us to get our tefillahs like they used to be. We have no tainus on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki im al atzmeinu is on us. It was our avarice that have caused this, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu not listening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dying to listen, He wants to listen, He's dying to give us. It's our avarice that have caused this situation. Over there in Sadiqasim and Aleph, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and He listens to ours, in one moment Mashiach will come. even though we get the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyze for us to be in Golis hasn't yet arrived. She elef shonim in Golis communion yoyim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years in Golis is like one day in the Rabbeinu Shlomo's eyes. K'moshu v'sinu v'divu chazal, the Gemara says in Kolzeh, hayu koyach ha-tshuva mevatel es ha-gzeiru. We have the opportunity ali dei tshuva to mevatel es ha-gzeiru. The culture came. Bismanenu shel yoyse mishmoyne me'eshon, 800 nowadays, probably even over 900, shekola hayoyim from the zman of the Chub Mabayis. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to give us the Beis HaMikdash, but it's our averes that are causing this. It's because of us that we're not allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Shechina within us, and it's our averes that are causing the Golus to be so prolonged and continue and continue and continue. If we only would realize that the Koyach of Tshuva is within us, we have the opportunity to do it, we can try, we can accomplish so much. And Be'ezah Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Taka being the Mashiach. This is the Akdoma, the first chelik of today's day of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Join us, Be'ezah Hashem, on Tuesday. We shall continue.